moment. Teen Audio.
Hello, I'm Patrick.
Hi, I'm Jessica, and this is Donald Judd's Untitled Stack.
Today we're interviewing Roger Griffith.
I'm a sculpture conservator here at MoMA.
Did the artist leave any tips or information on how to maintain this piece?
That's a really good question. The Judd Foundation is currently in the process of looking into setting some guidelines for his collection. A little bit about Donald Judd, he used industrial materials. He was very interested in that industrial quality of materials. This particular piece is the galvanized iron with a nitrocellulose lacquer spray finish. We know this is a Harley Davidson paint.
Is this a hard piece to conserve because it is not like a regular sculpture? It is on the wall.
People touching the sculpture makes it harder because this surface is so delicate, and actually you can see here there's some fingerprints. And this is difficult for us to actually remove. It's why people shouldn't touch artwork. We do maintenance. We dust these horizontal surfaces. We use a badger hair brush and a wool duster.
What was Judd's role in making this piece?
Judd did a lot of drawings, and then he worked very closely with Bernstein Brothers, so they fabricated it.
Bernstein Brothers is a manufacturing company in New Jersey that built many of Judd's metal sculptures.
What he would get from them is samples that he would then approve. Interestingly, this piece, it's actually 12 units, and as you see, there's not 12 units here because the way the piece is installed is based on the ceiling height. And so the space between the pieces is equal to the thickness of each unit.
The repetition of brilliant green stacks calls to mind the video game Pong.
Now that you've heard so much about this artwork, I want to leave you with this last question. What do you think inspired this artist to make stack?